everyone, and welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me, Morgan Flitt. Happy Friday. I need to be fully transparent and share with you guys that as I'm recording this episode, I am simply having the best day ever. So I am currently sitting in like my pink fuzzy bathrobe. My boyfriend got me this robe for Valentine's Day and I love it. I asked for a robe. I know that's like so just like not romantic, but I really wanted just like a nice fluffy robe, and he bought me the best one and it's so cozy. So I'm just sitting chilling in this robe. I've got my hair in a messy bun on top of my head. I'm drinking a smoothie. I also just scheduled my COVID vaccination appointment, which I'm so excited about. I'm going March 16th. I'm eligible to get the vaccine in New York State because I have a comorbidity. I have asthma, which qualifies. So I'm very, very excited to get vaccinated. I'm really looking forward to it. I do have to drive far for it because it's impossible to find a vaccination in Buffalo. I have to drive all the way to Syracuse, which is about 2 hours away. Like, it could be worse. It's honestly not going to be bad. I'm going on a Tuesday, which I don't have class on Tuesdays. So I'm going to kind of just like make a day out of it. I'm going to go to the mall that's in Syracuse because they have a nice mall. And I'm just going to have a time, you know? I'm really, really excited. I'm excited to contribute and do my part to just ending this pandemic and helping the world go back to normal. And I'm really looking forward to being vaccinated. So if you are eligible in New York State, definitely look into getting vaccinated. You can look on the guidelines, but pretty much I know obviously if you're a senior, you can get vaccinated. If you're a grocery worker, if you're a public transportation worker, if you are obviously in healthcare, you can get vaccinated. And then also if you have a comorbidity. So that's basically any illness that affects the immune system in some way, shape, or form, or just like affects you in a way that puts you at a higher risk if you were to get the virus. So like I said, I have asthma, so that qualifies. My mom had open heart surgery in the fall, so she qualifies to get it. So we are both getting it. And I'm so excited. I can't wait. Like, it's kind of sad that I'm really excited to get vaccinated. Like, this feels like Christmas to me. But like I said, I'm really happy that I can do my part and contribute in ending this pandemic. So I'm really looking forward to that. So anyways, today's episode is a good one. I will be talking about how I became a morning person / an early riser. I did an episode sort of similar to this a while back, and it was all about my morning routine. But in that episode, I went more in depth about what I do in the morning. This one is going to be more about tips and advice that I can give you on how to become a morning person. Because I feel like a lot of people idolize the morning people of the world, and it's honestly pretty easy to become one. And I just love mornings, and I love being a morning person. I feel the most productive when I wake up early and have a good morning. So I'm excited to share these tips with you all. Lately, I've just been in this routine of waking up even earlier than I normally used to. So I think when I recorded my morning routine podcast a while back, I probably was waking up anytime between like 6 a.m. and 7:30. Now I'm more towards 5 and 6 a.m. Sometimes I even get up around 4:30, 4:45. So that sounds kind of crazy, but I really, really do enjoy it. And sleeping in for me is like sleeping in until 7 a.m. And I know that sounds crazy, but trust me, you can become this sort of person too. I have some good tips for you guys, so stay tuned for that. Before we get into the meat of today's episode, we got to do the opening segment, obviously. So this opening segment, if you are a new listener, the opening segment is basically an opportunity for us to connect. I feel like the podcast creates a bit of a wall between myself and the listener, so you guys. But yeah, it's really hard to have a connection via podcast because there's not really a way that you guys can like comment on the podcast and interact. So that's how I came up with this opening segment, which is basically shaped around what I'm journaling about this week and just things that are on my mind. I'm a huge journaler and I like to do prompts that help me explore just the things that I'm feeling in my emotions and prompts that challenge me to think a little bit deeper about myself and my life and my surroundings and my habits. So that's basically what this opening segment is all about. So something I've been thinking a lot about lately is my fear of not living up to the expectations that others have of me. I am a huge people pleaser. I really like to make sure that I am satisfying the needs of others and satisfying the expectations that they have of me. And I'm just a huge people pleaser. And it's definitely a downfall of my personality and my overall well-being, because sometimes I will put the expectations that others have of me above the expectations that I have for myself. And I think that can lead to a lot of self-misery and just unhappiness. And this has just been something I've been thinking about lately. And it's something that I've been exploring and trying to overcome. Obviously, of course, you know, certain people's opinions in my life matter, like my parents and my family and such. But at the end of the day, I'm the one that has to live with myself, and I'm the one that has to be happy with myself and my life and my future career and all of that. This is just an idea I've been exploring lately, and I think I have a really hard time accepting the concept that I did not fail because I did not live up to the expectations of others. I repeat, I did not fail because I did not live up to the expectations of others. Others' expectations of you should not shape what you want in life and what your goals and your dreams are, and also just should not dictate how you live your everyday life. So that is my little prompt for you this week. I really want you to dig deep and think deeply about how others' expectations affect you and your well-being. And if they are a cause of stress for you, how are you going to cope with that? And how are you going to put your needs and the expectations that you have for yourself above the expectations that others have for you? Okay, so let's get into the topic of today's episode, which is how I became a morning person / an early riser. So like I touched upon earlier, I tend to wake up anytime between 5 and 6 a.m., which is quite early. I have even been waking up sometimes between 4:30 and 4:45, which sounds insane, but I have been loving it. I've been doing it the past couple weeks, and I absolutely just love waking up in the morning. I love having so much time for myself and being able to create a good morning routine that just sets the tone for the rest of my day. So today's episode, I basically just want to share my tips that I have for you guys on how you can become an early riser and just a better morning person in general. So the first piece of advice I have is pretty blunt, but it's be realistic with yourself. I think I talked a little bit about this in an episode I did recently about becoming the highest version of yourself and how to have better self-discipline. I uploaded that episode like, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago. And I talked a little bit about this, but I think when you set goals for yourself, you need to be realistic and you need to understand that you are human and you sometimes will fail at the goals that you set for yourself. And I think this is especially important when it comes to waking up earlier in the morning. I think a lot of people just jump right into it and are like, okay, you know, I used to wake up at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m., but now I'm going to jump right into waking up at 5 a.m. And honestly, that's very unrealistic and very difficult. A lot of us fail because we jump into these big lofty goals head first and we don't do baby steps. So I think just be realistic with yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself if you're not waking up every day at 5 a.m. Set little goals, maybe try it like once a week and then bumping it up to 3 times a week. Definitely work your way up, and I think you'll see yourself sticking more to the habit of waking up earlier when you do it in small steps as opposed to just diving headfirst right into doing it. And also going back to the idea of being realistic and honest with yourself, you need to be honest about your current sleep habits. So if you are someone who goes to bed every night at 1 a.m., you're just not going to create the habit of waking up early in the morning unless you want to be like dead tired throughout the day. But I think my boyfriend is like a good example of this. So my boyfriend and I are like polar opposites when it comes to the type of people we are. So I'm a huge morning person. He thrives at night. And I'm not just talking like 8 p.m., 9 p.m. I mean like nighttime, like midnight to like 2 a.m. He usually goes to bed around like 1 or 2 a.m. And that works for him, and that's when he's the most productive. But if I were to tell him, okay, you're going to start waking up at 5 a.m., he's going to fail at it, because if he's going to bed, say, at 1 a.m. and then he's waking up 4 hours later, he's going to be miserable. He's not going to be productive, and he's not going to stick with the habit. So if that's you, be realistic with yourself and understand, okay, waking up early is definitely going to take some work, and I have to put in the work to become a morning person. This also means going to bed earlier. So if I wake up, let's say I'm waking up at 5 a.m., I will be in bed around 9 p.m. I know that sounds like I'm a little old grandma going to bed so early, but that's what I have to do to wake up at 5 a.m. I'm the type of person who needs about 7 hours of sleep to operate and like be a normal human throughout the day and have enough energy to do everything that I need to do. So I know, okay, if I go to bed, or if I, at least I'm in bed at 9 p.m. and say I fall asleep around like 10 p.m., I know that when I wake up at 5 a.m., I'll feel good and I'll be rested and have enough sleep. Going to bed early and having a good early bedtime for yourself definitely goes hand in hand with being an early riser in the morning. So that's a habit you might have to work on. Definitely create a sort of like nighttime routine. So I'm the type of person who needs to take a shower at night. I love taking like a hot shower. I'll do my skincare. I'll get into bed. I am bad about watching like TV before I go to bed. Right now, I am on a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills kick. I love the Real Housewives franchises in general, but like Beverly Hills is my favorite, and I've been rewatching it. So I will actually usually watch an episode of that before I fall asleep. And I know that they say that blue light from like your iPads or laptops or whatever is bad for you and affects your sleep. But for some reason, when I am watching a show, it makes me fall asleep at night. And then I feel like fine when I wake up in the morning and it's not like I'm tossing and turning at night. I don't know. I don't know if I buy into like the blue light thing. I think there is science behind it, but I feel like it's almost, I just think it's a little blown out of proportion, or maybe it just doesn't affect me that much. I don't know. That's like a rant for a different day. But yeah, get yourself into a little routine. Maybe, you know, you take a bath at night, you do your skincare, you'll have a cup of tea, you'll read a book, find what settles you at night. I definitely would stay off of social media. I don't let myself go on social media at bedtime. I only let myself use any form of technology if I'm watching a show. So yeah, create a little bedtime routine for yourself and you will find yourself looking forward to it. Trust me, the best time of my day is when I get to take my nighttime shower and like get in my pajamas and get all cozy and watch an episode of Real Housewives. It makes my soul so happy. So create that little bedtime routine. Find what motivates you to go to bed early. Another good little tip that I have for going to bed early is actually setting up the sleep function on your iPhone if you have an iPhone. So if you go to your alarm clock, there is this thing called sleep/wake up, and you can basically set a daily alarm that will alert you when to go to bed to ensure that you get enough sleep so that you can wake up in the morning and feel good. It actually coincides with the health app that's on your phone. So if you go to the health app and then you go to the sleep category, you can set up when you want to wake up in the morning and then set how many hours you ideally want to be sleeping for. So for me, I have mine set to 5 a.m. and I ideally like to sleep 7 hours. So then it'll let you scroll of when it wants you to go to bed to ensure that you get all of the sleep hours that you want. It's actually a really cool function, and it sets the alarm every day if you opted to, or you can like set it for certain days so your alarm will always be set and ready to go for the morning. It also will lock your phone when it's time to start winding down. So say your bedtime is set for 9:30 p.m. and you want to start winding down about a half hour before, you can indicate that in the sleep app and then it will alert your phone 30 minutes before your bedtime to start winding down. It'll put your phone on do not disturb. And then when it's officially your bedtime, it will kind of lock your phone, not like fully lock your phone, but when you like tap your phone to see the display screen light up, it will just tell you what time it is. And then you have to like hit this dismiss button in order to like go into your phone. But it kind of like locks your phone so that you don't go on your phone at night. It's just like a little extra step that it takes to ensure that you're not like going on your social media apps and stuff and it will stay like that until you wake up in the morning and when your alarm goes off. I really like it. It actually has helped me like very accountable to go to bed. I think like physically seeing how many hours of sleep I need to get in order to wake up at the time I want to wake up is really helpful. So I definitely suggest looking into that if you are an iPhone user. And now flipping over to the actual morning time when you want to be waking up early. Again, create a morning routine that you look forward to waking up to in the morning. So for me, when my alarm goes off and I get up out of bed, I like do the things I need to do in the bathroom, brush my teeth, all of that. And then I will journal. I am super into the 5-minute journal right now. It takes 5 minutes to fill out. I've talked about this journal before. You can get it on Amazon. I think you can get it at Urban Outfitters. A couple of different places sell it. But it gives you prompts to write about in the morning. And then you also circle back to that journal at the nighttime to write about a few prompts that it gives you. So it's good. You can incorporate this journal in both your morning routine and your night routine. And then I have another journal where I do some prompts that I think of and just anything I want to journal about. Then I read this book on my iPad. Let me find the title real quick. Okay, the book is called A Year of Positive Thinking, and it gives you just positive quotes daily that you read, and it really just helps set the tone for the day. I really like reading them. I'm like a sucker for quotes, so it's really easy to read because it's usually just like a page, and it's just a good little positive quote to help set your mood for the morning and set the tone for the rest of your day. And then at that point, I will usually change into workout clothes. I am like a morning workout gal, and I will either go to a workout class, or I'm teaching a spin class that morning, or I will do like my own workout in the basement of our house. I think it's really important to have something to look forward to, because for me personally, that's what motivates me to get up in the morning. And for me, that's usually some sort of workout. So I really like workout classes for this specific reason, because I'm paying for them. So if I don't show up for a class, that's like money wasted. This morning is actually a great example of that. So I had a Pilates reformer class booked for 7 a.m. this morning. And when I woke up around 5:30, I was not in the mood to go to this class. I just wanted to lay in my warm bed, close my eyes, roll over, and go back to sleep. But I'm the type of person where I'm like, okay, I already booked this class. The money is out of my bank account. I need to go to this class, or else it's a waste, because if I don't show up, I don't get the class credit back. So for me, that really motivates me to get out to bed. I also usually will treat myself to Starbucks after, which is a really bad habit that I need to break. I really need to break that. But if you're starting off waking up early and, you know, morning workouts are new to you, you know, get yourself the Starbucks. You deserve it. But little things like that motivate me to get out of bed. I think it's so important to have something to look forward to in the morning to motivate you to wake up. Because if you're just going to wake up at 5 a.m. to sit around, like, props to you, but that's also kind of weird. Have something to look forward to, you know, plan a workout. Maybe you're going to like make a good breakfast before work, or you just want to have more time for yourself so that you don't feel rushed. Have something that motivates you to get up in the morning. And my last little tip to become a morning person is to remind yourself the benefits of being a morning person. So I know for me personally, when I wake up early, I love the feeling of not being rushed in the morning. I love taking my time, reading a book, journaling. To me, that just brings me so much happiness. And because I'm starting my morning off on such a positive note, I carry that positive energy throughout the day. Something I've also realized is that when I wake up early in the morning, I have a lot more energy throughout the day. When I was waking up between like 6:30 and 7:30 a.m., I felt very lethargic throughout the day, and I would always resort to like getting a second cup of coffee. I really don't feel that way for some reason when I wake up early, which is kind of like a paradox, because you'd think if I'm waking up earlier, I would be more tired, but no, I feel really well rested. I don't find myself gravitating towards getting a second cup of coffee or like taking a quick little afternoon nap. I don't know what it is, but whenever I wake up early in the morning, I feel really energized and motivated throughout the day, and I don't experience any sort of crash. So yeah, that is all the advice I have to offer on how to become a morning person and an early riser. I hope you guys found this episode helpful. I also would love to know your guys' feedback about Ugh, my professor just emailed me. Annoying. Okay, sorry, I got distracted for a minute. My professor sent an email and it like buzzed my Apple Watch and I just got distracted. But like I was saying, I would love to know your feedback about the episode lengths that I've been putting out recently. I've been staying around like the 20 to 25 minute mark and I feel like it's been working. When I first created the podcast, for some reason I felt like episodes had to be super long. Like if they weren't at least a half hour or 40 minutes, they weren't good enough. But lately I've just been loving the shorter podcasts and it seems like you guys have been liking them too, according to the data and the analytics, but I would love to know your personal feedback. So shoot me a DM on Instagram about it. While you're over there, give me a follow at Morgan Flit Health. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and I will talk to you on the next one. Bye everyone.